I'm Paul Wee, Graph Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. With me are Bruce and Chuck Mead from the Upper Crust in Georgetown. We're taking a little different slant on the arts today, looking at how the arts and business integrate in communities and support both artists and the local economy. Welcome, both Bruce and Chuck. It's great having you with us.
Hi, Paul. Thank you. You're well. Hi. Good morning.
So tell us first a little bit about the Upper Crust, its origins, and what brought you to Georgetown.
Well, I live in Georgetown. I've always worked in the food service industry, and the opportunity came up almost 2 years ago that a storefront came up for rent, which had been a coffee shop, but it had been closed for over 2 years, and I jumped on it and rounded up some of my family and decided that this would be a really neat thing to do. The first time I looked at the place, which is 50 feet long, it has a very long wall, and I decided that it would be a gallery wall and a focal point in the cafe itself. And we have featured every month since then a different local artist for at least 4 to 5 weeks. And we do a press release and a meet and greet with them and while they're here. And it attracts, it has now gotten to the point where we're booked through the end of this year. And so we're holding off on booking any more people for the until next year, until a little bit later in the year. But we have met some terrific folks and coming in and to show their work. And as an extension of that, last fall, we started the hopefully annual Georgetown Art Crawl, which we had 48 artists participate in, and three of the art leagues in the area set up information booths. And it was in conjunction with the Farmer and Foodie Festival that weekend. So the whole circle in Georgetown was shut down. But it was very well received, and everybody had a great time, and they're all signing up again for this year. So
Now tell me, in starting up this use of the arts in your venue, how did you first come across the artists that you used, and how do you continue to recruit artists?
Well, when I had free time before I opened a business, I have always dabbled in the arts, and I was taking watercolor classes to get back into it, and my actual opening artist was my watercolor teacher, Beth Collard, who's now the president of the Delaware Watercolor Society. And we had a great relationship. And so a few of the students, my fellow students, have had shows here. And then it's just continued to grow that, Beth would either suggest somebody or then word passed on as we had different people here. And people came and saw it, they were like, oh, I'd be interested in showing, and I'd be interested in showing. So we've developed quite a following now, and it's very successful.
So as that following has grown, how do you go about determining which artist you're going to present when?
Well, we basically do it monthly, and it just depends on the dates that they're available to come in. So somebody might have a little bit longer than a month or a little bit shorter. I make the final determination. Mm-hmm. It's my place, and I have to look at it for a month. So, but I haven't really had anybody come in presenting anything that wasn't either appropriate for the area or, something that I deemed I really didn't want to have in here.
Mm-hmm. Have you had art on the wall since you opened the Upper Crust?
Since the day we opened.
Okay.
Yeah. If I can interject in here.
Sure.
On our website, theuppercrust.info, there's a link on one of the tabs has who the artists that we have, and then there's the lineup as well throughout November on there as well, too.
Now, do the artists who exhibit, is their work for sale?
Their work is for sale, and we encourage that. And some have been more successful than others. It all depends on their price point. But mm-hmm. they usually take the suggestions and bring in the sizes or whatever that shows. We have had a few people that did not care if they sold or not. They just, you know, they having the exhibit was exciting. And actually, one was a lawyer in Georgetown, and she didn't care to sell anything, but she was delighted to have her work shown.
Uh-huh.
And it was her first time ever, so...
One of the artists, in fact, we had just somebody that stopped in today with some of their artwork, and I told her that we weren't entertaining anything until probably August or September, and I love her work, and she does a wonderful job, and I said, give us a call back in September, right around in August or September, and then we'll put you on. So.
Now, you mentioned the local art leagues. What is your relationship or interaction with them?
Well, since most of the artists, like art teacher, I'll still call her that, since I do plan on taking classes again. Beth with the Delaware Watercolor Society. Then we had the Millsboro Art League, the Milton Art Guild, Nanticoke.
It's the Nanticoke River Arts Council. It's the Millsboro Art League, and then Miss Villan Art League. When we were doing the art festival, Art Crawl, last September, that's how we really got engaged with the art leagues and so forth. And we needed some venue to get the word out pretty quickly, and that was probably the best way to go.
And they, of course, were delighted that giving some exposure. And actually, it turns out several of them have become customers in the meantime. So we, which is always an added benefit. That I mean, it helps everybody local.
Sure.
Rather than going to, you're not going to see this at Wawa, or not to run them down. They certainly have a place in this world, but
right.
They're not going to be showing local artists and featuring local farmers, and which I do. I have several that I've already been in touch with about the upcoming season. I get honey from a person 3 miles from here. Mm-hmm. And that I sell all winter, and I have a very large following for her. Mm-hmm. So she's going to be increasing her bee population this year because we're such a good outlet for her local honey.
That's great. She's
growing, we're growing, and everybody benefits, you know, going around with the local.
Let me ask you this, because we're on this theme, and I think it's really interesting and I think important, and that is the connection between local economic development and the arts. Could you speak more about how you have used this to connect to people within the community and businesses within the community through the arts?
It has actually been tremendous. We have a great following of people that come. They look forward to our, while they're regular customers, they still look forward to coming in and seeing the new exhibit when it's coming up. And we always talk about the art, the paintings that are up, if they like them or not. I mean, art is supposed to inspire an emotion. It's not always good, but we've had, as much as we've had people love certain people, other people come in and go, I just don't care for it. And that's fine. That's, you know, not everybody likes the Mona Lisa. So, you know, while they may admire it as, you know, that the person did the work, they don't want it hanging in their house. Put
right.
it that way. So, but so it's generated new, as I said, our connections with the art guilds and things. We also forgot to mention the Rehoboth Art League we've started working with about this year's Art Crawl, including them, because we have had several people here that belong to that league as well. So we are expanding into the whole area. Georgetown really kind of had a dearth of, I mean, they were just known for the DMV and the court system.
Right.
And we're trying to focus more on the cultural events, the historic part, and that there is more to here than just coming to court.
Let me ask you this, along those lines, could you sort of go into a little more detail about the Art Crawl and what that is?
Well, the Art Crawl, it started out that I was thinking about getting a few of our past artists together and having an outdoor art show during the Farmer and Foodie Festival. And it just kind of grew into this huge thing where we ended up having two extra streets off the circle and lined with tents and booths and 48 artists and three art leagues. And so it was on from 10 or 11 to 11 to 4.
Noon to 4. And this year we're, there's an application out for the state for, I believe it's on September 13th. It's that Saturday. But we haven't gotten their approval yet, and it's a matter of shutting the circle down. So we're, I know the group is meeting tonight, and I'll have a little more details on that after tonight's meeting.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, there's an event coming up more immediate than the art crawl, but let me first remind our listeners you tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. Our guests today from the Upper Crust in Georgetown, Bruce and Chuck Mead. We're talking about the arts and its connection to local business and supporting local artists. Even more imminent than the art crawl this fall is, I believe, a plein air event.
It is.
And can you tell us about that? That sounds really exciting.
This one's really kind of near and dear to my heart. The art crawl blew up, so to speak, and Chuck really took over with that and rounded up volunteers and did that whole thing. And this one is kind of more my plan of a little bit more intimate type thing. We have approval already to have up to 30 or 30, we can probably have 36 plein air painters on the circle in Georgetown on Saturday from June 14th from 8 to 12. And not shutting down the circle, there will still be traffic going through, but they will be situated on the grass and by the fountain. And they can point themselves in whatever direction they want and paint. There's just this terrific batch of historic buildings and courthouses and federal, type buildings.
Mm-hmm.
That. But there's planners there if they just want to paint the planner, or I'm kind of hoping somebody sits over in a corner and paints the green with the circle with everybody painting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I'm looking for. But our plan is if we have 30 to 36, what we'll do is in September.
No, it's in July.
We're going to show their art,
mm-hmm,
in the cafe. So we'll split it up into two groups and do them for about 2.5 weeks each.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited about it because I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see them gathered together. And our feedback so far has been that a lot of times they're out and they're painting solo. And, people will wander up and see them. And they were kind of like, this is going to be so different having, it'll be like a class almost, except we'll all be doing our own thing. So,
right. Now, how can artists find out more information about this? I assume there's some kind of a registration or sign up.
We put it on our website. It's theuppercrust.info. If you go into the tab near the bottom of that, it gives some basic information on about where it is and so forth on that. We basically need just to account for the registration,
right,
so that we can do some staffing appropriately here at the shop for people that goes out and so forth. But if you clip on into that plein air, there is also an information as far as how you go through about registering and that kind of stuff. There's a $10 fee for the registration that we'll be donating to one of the charitable organizations here in the town.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and what I'd like to point out a little more than that is we kind of have taken under our wing Cody's Kids, which is a local Georgetown charity, and mm-hmm, he works with underprivileged children or at risk all the way from infants up to kindergarten. Basically,
mm-hmm,
I think kindergarten, is about his cutoff, but preschool and things like that. But he very much encourages healthy eating, reading, writing, and the arts.
Mm-hmm.
So we have picked him to be, tie-in with us, and he'll be here to collect the money
mm-hmm
from it that day. And most all of the $10 is going to him. I think we're just keeping a little bit out for administrative fee, but
right.
So he, but he will be here. He is a 6 foot bear.
Mm-hmm.
So he will be here and to receive the money and watch the artist. So, but I wanted to mention that. But.
So the 2014 plein air on the Circle event will be held on June 14th from 8 to noon, right? With
Correct.
A rain date of June 21st.
Correct.
And listeners can get more information at theuppercrust.info/home, correct?
Correct.
And then there's a link for the plein air.
There is.
Event. Let's talk a little bit. We've still got a few minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about how you have seen activity in Georgetown sort of evolve over the last few years, particularly as it relates to, you know, artist activity and the growth of Georgetown as more than, you know, sort of kind of what you described as the typical county seat type activity.
Well, I did a lot of educating. when I opened, and my one of our mission statements was that we would like to try to make a small difference in a big world. I try to use recycled items as much as possible, everything. Fair trade organic coffee, support local farmers, you know, everything, trying to keep it local. And it took a lot of education to get people to the point of understanding it costs a little bit more. But I also make everything from scratch. I have people come in almost every day that say, do you have bagels? And I say, no, but I don't make them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't sell
right.
them. I know. And, but I do have homemade Danish. I have muffins. I have, you know, mm-hmm. always something special. And they, I said it took a little while, but they've learned. And that mm-hmm. in that regard, since they've come to accept that, they've come more and more with growing about the arts in town. I've even heard a few rumbles about that there needs to be a gallery or a more of a museum type thing that of local history mm-hmm. in Georgetown, and that would support the arts also.
Mm-hmm.
It's evolved. It's we haven't been open quite 2 years yet. The plein air painting is 10 days after our second birthday.
Okay.
So that was kind of why it was planned as an anniversary event.
Right.
The other one is, too, is that one of the artists that we have would like to get a art trail started in the western, in middle Sussex County. There's another group that's in here that started up about the time that we opened up here. It's an art and flowers group. They are doing a children's art a show over at the Georgetown Library currently, and I think that runs for about a month or something.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the arts activities that have been kind of, there's more discussion about putting arts here in Georgetown a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you've seen more interest in artists coming to you, interest in your gallery space, do you see the increased numbers as being local artists who are kind of, you know, emerging, or are they? Is there a sort of a spreading out, a geographic, you know, pull of artists coming from farther away, being aware of who you are and what you do?
We have actually had a few people from New Jersey and actually Washington, D.C. that have approached us that
mm-hmm.
We're really not their venue, and our whole objective in the beginning was that it be local,
mm-hmm.
that somebody that might, not even if they don't have to belong to an art league, they don't have to belong to anybody, if they just dabble in their bedroom or their spare room and
mm-hmm.
bring in some art and show it to us, and it's, you know, as long as it's appropriate, which just means family
orientated,
sure,
family.
That's,
right,
you know,
right.
They're in, they don't have to have ever, you know, had any affiliation with anybody or anything. That has absolutely no bearing on who we pick.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the lady that just came in this morning, the photographer, has not shown any place, I don't believe. The mm-hmm. This would be her, if we get her, as soon as we get her in. If we get her first, she might be her first time.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is what we're looking for. We really, you know, want to encourage people that might otherwise just, you know, feel like they're doing something for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this about your customers that come in. You mentioned earlier that some look forward to the changing exhibits. Some of your returning customers.
Oh, they do.
Do you see customers coming in that you know may not be familiar with what you do, and they come in for a cup of coffee or a Danish or whatever, and all of a sudden see something on the wall and sort of are sidetracked and go, oh, look at that, and they spend some time actually looking at the paintings?
We have, especially more in the summer. It's Georgetown's a tough town.
Yeah.
It's really a destination town for, like I said, court, DMV, Social Security office, you know, those type of things.
Right.
And but we do get people that come in that stay. The Brick Hotel here is a lovely historic inn. And we have people that come over from there and have lunch or come over for breakfast and coffee. And they see the art, and they're like, I never thought I would see this in a mm-hmm. town like this here, you know, that such a great, they love the shop itself and the fact that we have different artists up.
Mm-hmm.
So we do get a lot of that, and especially in the summer, we have a lot more drive-through traffic that will stop and get coffee and come in, and they really enjoy seeing the different art that's up. And we actually have a small courtyard in the backyard I grow my own herbs and things in the summer.
Okay.
And we have some picnic tables and other tables out there. I'm actually looking for hoping I'm going to find some outdoor art that can grace our courtyard this summer.
We had one last year, I think. It's called garden art, so.
Well, we're running out of time here, unfortunately. I just want to remind our listeners to visit theuppercrust.info/home to learn more about the Upper Crust. Sounds like a great destination, especially with the upcoming plein air on the Circle event coming up on Saturday, June 14th. Bruce and Chuck, thanks so much for joining us today.
Okay. Thank you for your invitation.
Sure enough.